in lower 48, but in India, they sit, I can't even do it. They sit like this.
In the beginning. When Eskimo sat that, and so we sit that one.
Thank you.
from it.
Going to do it, you know. I've been seeing all look around. It's called Peacock to come to the left off, to the left of the castle. I'm not going to do anything to the left of the castle.
Right, you're sitting, your knees,
yeah, that means, yeah.
Knees down, sitting
Chile.
Different dialect, you know. Is that
Makisto? Yeah. And he said, It's
Can you stand that way a long time, Wolf?
No.
Not the same old man.
No, because there are African tribesmen who will stand like that for hours while they're watching the town.
I mean, for our people are concerned, for our people are concerned.
Right. Let me show one thing, because I want to ask another kind of question, same general question, one more time. Let me give you an example. Nanomi says that Eskimos walk, they can tell Eskimo from Indian, because Eskimo walk like ducks waddling. Now, when I go down to Arizona, I can tell the difference between Navajo people and Zuni people by the way they walk. They all walk. Let me put that across. Thank you.
Flatfoot,
Dan licking abung at buwit buwit. Af balance sam na kami na. Pamungagok amak siya kutin sa subasin. Dabra nam balit lugulit. Then masih sakto, nak mayok sakto, zunit. Tak nandigok pisul buisit, atau luke mayok sunit, ikna mayok orang naisit. Sebelah ligok, ikna pisul sukin ikna tersonga mayok kami. Una niki nak ligok. Mayuti nikin. Tak nak, nak mesti nak beli abu-abu nak tak lu, dan mahu kasih, nak kemun nak, kait mudaman si kami, tak nak, eh, nak ayam beli nak sisi, maya kita tadi, tak nak lihat sesuatu tinggi lebih buruk, nak,
so what's how they ask more?
I don't know, but let me tell you one more. Most people, when they know Carmen Miranda,
Walk this way, and that guy walk this way.
Yeah. Go on.
Put like a kuma rock, yeah. Something like that.
But is there a difference depending upon the kind of ice? Or no?
We know what try to find the time. Yeah. Just walking like that all the time. It's useful.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you're walking in the lake, you've got to walk the door. Mm-hmm. But you can't see it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You might step on a hole.
Mm-hmm. You feel a little bit.
Yeah.
I think
you look like it. On a real water like that, you can't see the bottom.
Uh-huh.
I heard an interesting thing. She said in her, her mother told her, they're from the Haino Tech country,
mm-hmm.
and then they pack, down through the niggerhead, with a pack on their back, and walking by, trying to, because the niggerhead, you've gone in niggerhead country,
mm-hmm.
and you can't really walk on top of them, because sometimes they'll slide this way and slide that way, and you'll lose your balance. So they try to walk in between them this way, and she said her mother told her, because of their yearly migration through niggerhead country, packing, that's how she got pigeon toes. And she said a lot of the old Notak people from that country were pigeon toes. But now since they don't go packing in niggerheads anymore, the younger generation are okay.
Something else that impresses me, and I don't know, but Mukluks are very straight. They come out, there's lots of room.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our shoes are just come together. Mm-hmm. You don't feel for anything.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go to the tropics, there's mud, soft mud, the feet, they look, they spread their toes like this.
Mm-hmm.
But mud comes up between the toes, mm-hmm. and they make their balance by dipping in the toes. I never do it. And their feet are way out like this.
Their toes, they spread that much apart. Mm-hmm.
I think that's
for most of
them.
Those of us who grew up with muckluks, I think that's why our
feet
are a little bit wide compared to people who grew up wearing shoes.
I don't know. But
because
we have
lots of room.
When you're walking on snow, uh-huh. with muckluks, if you don't kind of feel the ground underneath for ice, for slipping, and the question, if you don't subconsciously as you walk, feel for potential ice or slipping with the toes.
Well, we also have our insoles, used to be of grass and sometimes of terrible skin, fur insoles. Nago kami tuhuta pisukapta samna nunanga pinyaklibu silang na ako pinagbisa, kasi wala bisa. Una, kayo si Karunsa, lahat na isigap si Mila na titibot. Ubogo, una ni, unak to may nunami, isyon mako, kamilya ko si ngating, iniwoktot, isigamit sa bata na ako pinagkay na, abunga, isa't lang na doon, kaya mago kasi isirangit isa't na inaktusip yuti, isa't na sublit, kamilya ko tingata, isa't na kutubo, inaktusip, sa kawag na miyo tubo, na inaktusip, kami sa huta, inaktusip, inaktusip, He's talking about when you're walking in a slippery surface, where you may
take smaller steps, and then when it's soft, and when it's soft, with water on the bottom, you know, for your watch, even if you make longer steps, you're watching where your feet are stepping, so you won't slide under, you know?
Like uh-huh. wet and dry tundra.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to get in the wet tundra.
Right. And then also he mentioned those who live, you know, upriver where they have to climb a bank, walk up, you know, they're also watching their steps so they won't slide down, you know? He said when the men are out hunting, their form of walking is walking through their toes so they could be quiet, and especially when they're much less hunting. He said a person who lands from his heel first is too noisy, you know, makes a lot of noise. You know, when you walk straight, there's a thud, you know.
Right.
And so when they're hunting, they walk from their toes, you know,
mm-hmm.
and spring with it with the foot.
You think I have a good time, all right, studying people? I think the study of man is the most funny, interesting thing there is.
No, Rahul, no. Even if you rest in the front, you never walk on the stool.
I'm going to go to the next one. One for spring when the water started off, and when the water caught a whale with a knife. He had a big knife.
Yeah. Yeah. Almost every day.
Don't go too far out. If you find James.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where?
Almost every group has one or two.
No nation.
Group of people, like maybe the Navajo or the Zuni.
There'll be one or two. And also six fingers. It's the finger.
How about that Elmer Williams? Elmer Williams? Did Elmer Williams have two?
Elmer Williams?
Thank you.
Could you allow me to pay the rail? Then, let me borrow. All of them. Could you allow me?